Another blessing prepared for believers in paradise is that they have everything they desire. Everything in the universe reflects God's infinite power and eternal wisdom. He has created everything in this world as a test, and events in it ordinarily occur according to the laws of cause and effect that human reason can grasp. So when someone sees a fruit, he or she has no doubt that it came from a seed that grew into a tree, bush, or plant, which in turn yielded the fruit. According to the custom of God in His creation, this is the cause of the fruit in this world. However, it must be remembered that if God wished, He could create the whole universe independent of causes. God has the power to create what He wants, whenever He wants, without depending on any logical pattern, and without the need for any substance to create from. People should not be deceived by the fact that in this world everything appears to depend on certain causes and natural laws. As the creator of all causes, God is completely free of them. In paradise, creation will be freed from its need for causes, and so a fruit picked from a tree will immediately be replaced by another, without any loss or decrease. God creates both causes and effects. For example, when we look at the shade under a tree, we know it is caused by the angle of the sun's rays. Light and shade are effects of the sun, but God makes the sun the cause of light and shade. This is revealed in the Quran. Do you not see how your Lord stretches out shadows? If He had wished, He could have made them stationary. Then we appoint the sun to be the pointer to them. Then we draw them back to ourselves in gradual steps. It is as a result of the artistry of God that everything in this world is created in a seeming cause-effect relationship. He can create anything in a moment and in the form He wants, or turn it into any shape He desires. God created the universe from nothing, and at any time He desires, He can dissolve the laws, the causes and effects that we struggle to grasp. In paradise, faithful Muslims may ask for anything they think will please them, and as soon as they ask for it, they will have it by God's will. Ordinarily, someone who wants to have a fine meal in this world must do some work for it. The most delightful thing would be to have a meal set before us as soon as it came into our minds and not have to prepare it ourselves. However, such a thing is impossible within the limitations of this world. However, in paradise, the most pleasing blessings are offered to human beings without their having to make a purchase or spend time and effort in the process of preparing them. And God knows the truth. God, exalted is He in the Quran, and His messenger tells us that everything the heart desires is possible if God wills. Therefore, a person can enjoy unimaginable things in the next life that are impossible to attain in this world. For example, it is not possible in this world to fly on a horse, but we are told in the Hadith that this is possible in paradise. Some of the examples given in the Hadith on the subject are as follows. A man asked the Prophet, Messenger of God, are there any horses in paradise? He replied, If God makes you enter paradise, if you wish to ride in it on a horse made of red ruby that will fly you wherever you wish, you will do so. At this, another man asked, Messenger of God, are there any camels in paradise? But he did not reply as he had to the first man. He said, If God makes you enter paradise, you will find everything yourself desires and that is pleasing to your eye. In another hadith, our Prophet says this about the range of blessings in paradise. God said, I have prepared for my pious servants things which have never been seen by an eye, or heard by an ear, or imagined by a human being. Everything your self desires and that is pleasing to your eye mentioned in the hadith is not limited by this world's limitations or our imaginations. In the Quran, God calls our attention to the richness of His blessings. You will have there all that yourselves could wish for. You will have there everything you demand. We are also told in the hadith that as well as obtaining whatever blessings they desire, the people of paradise will be able to change appearance at will. If people were offered the opportunity to choose their facial features and physical characteristics, there is no doubt that most would choose to look flawlessly beautiful. This is because human beings take delight in beauty and always look for perfection. We notice the slightest flaw, but the beauty we seek cannot be found in this world. Even if a person were the most beautiful individual in the world, distress, illness, and most importantly, mortality, casts a shadow over this beauty. It is a part of our test that everything in this world has been created with defects and imperfections. There is a good reason for these. To direct us towards the hereafter and make us yearn for paradise, the real place to find the beauty and perfection that delights us. In paradise, God will recreate people with perfect beauty and give them the most pleasing forms. And this beauty will not be limited to one form. God will give His servants in paradise the choice of whatever form they desire at any time, so that the people of paradise can have a variety of beautiful forms whenever they want. The Prophet tells us that believers can select a form they like from the markets in paradise and assume it. There is in paradise a market wherein there will be no buying and selling, but forms of men and women. So when a man wishes a form, he will enter into it.